The otter sat for a long time puzzling various unknown bits of his former life, and then he saw a wisp of white smoke rising from the farmhouse chimney. Nimbalo emerged, carrying a heavily buckled belt and a nail from the chimney wall. Closing the door, he took a rock and nailed the belt to the door jamb. Passing the belt through the door handle, he tugged, buckling it tight, locking the door shut securely. He sniffed, scrubbed at his eyes one last time, and straightened his shoulders. Tag rose and greeted his friend as he paced back across the field.
You look a bit better now, mate. Ready to go?
The Harvest Mouse nodded briskly.
I cleaned the place up, made a fire out of some broken furniture, and dressed Papa in a clean smock. I sat him in his favourite chair and then locked the place up with that... I locked the place up good and tight. Do you think Papa would have liked that, Tag?
The otter took his friend's paw as they walked away.
I'm sure he would have, Nimbalo. You did right.
Nimbalo pulled Tag to a halt.
Don't you ever tell any beast about this, especially those dilly pinogs. Promise me you won't breathe a word.
Tag winked knowingly.
Mateys don't tell other beasts their secrets.
They skirted the water meadow, making for the raft. Nimbalo waved to the hedgehogs on deck, muttering to Tag in an undertone.
When we do catch up with your vermin, one of them will be carrying a battle axe. Leave that unto me. He'll be the beast who slew my father. I'll pay that fella back in full.
Nimbalo's eyes were as hard as ice-coated granite. Tag nodded. As long as he lived, Tag would never be able to figure his friend out. That night aboard the raft, Nimbalo was the very life and soul of things, laughing, singing and bantering with the hedgehogs. Supper was a spectacular affair. Jerkin had baked a massive outsized dish, which he called all-fruit duff. It was a huge, soft-crusted crumble, with every fruit or berry they had gathered, smeared with honey and baked inside it. The whole thing was covered with a thick white sauce that tasted of vanilla and almonds. It was very tasty, heavy but satisfying. Jerkin sat with Tag, laughing at Nimbalo's antics.
That little mouse of yourn, look at him now, singing and scuffing with my hogs. Yet only this noon, he looked like a thundercloud. Where did you two go when you left the raft?
The otter shrugged carelessly.
Picking up vermin tracks. Seemed they circled the water meadow, but they're still headed downriver. Nimbalo's just happy that we're still hot on their trail.
Jerkin spooned himself another bowl of his all-fruit duff.
That's the way all travellers without a vessel go. We're still on their tails right enough, but we'll probably part company with them in the morning when we reach the big rocks where the trail splits. Oh, look at Nimbalo doing the post-bike dance. I thought only Hogs knew how to do that.
Tag winked at the dilly pin chief.
You'd be surprised at what my little mate knows.